For the almost 1 million Australians who've lost their jobs thanks to the pandemic, getting in touch with an employment agency is going to be one of the first steps in getting back on their feet. But providers say they too are going to need extra help from the federal government to properly retrain job seekers and help keep up with demand. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
In a dire job market, those without work are looking for help more than ever. Connie Lenneberg is the Executive Director of the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, which runs employment services for disadvantaged young people.
Our specialist services under the Transitions to Work program has seen an increase of 391 people in the fortnight to the 13th of May. That's gone up to 592 in the last fortnight. So massive increase, a 51% in referrals in just under 2 weeks.
And that's generating huge interest in any job that's advertised, including for the charity's own home carer roles.
We advertised a couple of jobs the other day and we had over 300 applications. There is a huge demand. Those that were already out of work are going to find it much harder with all the increased competition now to get back into work.
Sally Sinclair is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Employment Services Association, which represents organisations that help people find work through government-funded programs like JobActive.
By the end of June, there will be an additional 300,000 people, which will be a 50% increase on what these services were providing pre-COVID.
Putting those service providers under enormous pressure.
We really need to look at restructuring the investment in the system to make sure that we can be part of rebooting the economy.
People on JobSeeker aren't currently obliged to look for work or complete training, but that pause on mutual obligation requirements is only in place until Monday. The government says any reintroduction of those requirements will be gradual. When the job hunt resumes in earnest, Sally Sinclair says job agencies will need more government funding to help bolster their capacity to retrain people.
We can look at tens of thousands of young people who have been displaced in the hospitality industry. And what's important right now is to make sure that they are being reskilled to take full advantage of the jobs that will be there as part of the road to recovery.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Minister for Employment and Skills, Michaelia Cash, says the government will continue to respond as flexibly and compassionately as possible to assist all Australians out of work.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.